Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Is your kid a budding entrepreneur? Did I say that right? Entrepreneur? Entrepreneur. I always get that. It's always weird. It always rolls off the tongue weird. Entrepreneur. Is your kid a budding entrepreneur? Like this 10-year-old. This is probably the cutest thing that you're going to hear all day. Unless, of course, you give me a call and you tell me about your kid as well. A schoolboy's written to the boss of Qantas to ask for his advice on how to start an airline. Get this. His name's Alex Chacot. He wrote to Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce over the school holidays, urging him to, and I quote, "please take me seriously," when he was outlining his dreams. He goes on to say, "I've already started some stuff like what type of planes I'll need, flight numbers, catering, and more." I wonder if he'll have a frequent flyer program. He goes on to say even more, "I'm the CEO of the airline," which, by the way, is called, and write this down because you'll be flying it one day, "Oceania Express." Now, this actually left quite the impression on Alan Joyce because he wrote back and he promised a meeting. This is gold. In quotes, "between myself as the CEO of Australia's oldest airline and you, the CEO of Australia's newest airline. First, I should say that I'm not typically in the business of giving advice to my competitors," he wrote, but he goes on to say, "I'm going to make an exception on this occasion because I too was once a young boy who was so curious about flight and all of its possibilities." This is brilliant. This kid as well, he's also hired a head of IT. He's got a head of maintenance and he already has a head of onboard services. They sit around their little board table, which is around about like 3 foot high and has those big blue chairs. You know, the ones that I'm talking about, the ones you find in Kmart. His is a little bit more cushier than the other guys though, and it spins. 133353. Is your kid a budding entrepreneur? My daughter is. She's 2.5 years old, my oldest Mila, and she has a little scooter and she runs that around the house and she sells ice cream. It is $500 for a scoop. Okay, she's yet to sell one, but hey, it's up there. Inflation.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Is your kid a budding entrepreneur? We had four people call through, three of them.
"Is it time for the $1 million song yet?"
No, not yet. Though we did get someone, and we'll get to Bronte in just a tick. This off the back of a new airline CEO. He's a 10-year-old boy by the name of Alex Chacot, and he's written to Qantas boss Alan Joyce saying, "Mate, take me seriously." He's already started some stuff like what types of planes he'll need, flight numbers, catering. And Alan Joyce was so impressed, he actually wrote back. They're going to catch up. They're going to talk about things. He's even going to take him on a tour of their operations center where they keep an eye on every Qantas flight, wherever they are in the world. It's pretty amazing. I want to hear about your budding entrepreneurial kids. Bronte and Wembley Downs, hello.
Hi, how you going?
I'm very well. Tell me about these kids that you nanny, right?
Yes, I nanny two beautiful little kids. They're 8 and 2.
Okay.
But the 8-year-old is a plane fanatic.
Right, so we've got another competitor for Alex Chacot's.
He does. So Nicholas, it's called Nicholas Airlines.
Uh-huh.
His main airport is in Ohio in America.
Yeah.
And his competitor is Delta Airlines.
So this 8-year-old kid's already done a competitive analysis of the market?
Yes. Well, he's flown a lot, so he knows what type of planes he likes.
Has he, one of the things that I, when I jump on an aeroplane, one of the things that I first do is I take out the menu to have a look at what food's going to be served. Has he spoken about the food he's going to serve on his flights?
No, he hasn't. But he does collect their magazines that they give out on flights.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has a list of things that he likes, but I don't usually fly, so I wouldn't know what those types of things are.
Well, you might want to get used to it, Bronte. We might all be flying Nicholas Airlines one day.
We would, and I would be the first person to hop on that.
Amazing. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
You're on the Rush Hour.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Oh, how sweet it is. We're giving someone here in Perth the chance to win $1 million. Sue in Averley, it could be you.
Yes.
Oh, God. Sue?
Sorry, I'm shaking now.
So what was that? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you need a lie down?
No, I'm thinking about my house near the beach.
Right, okay. This is better. Right, okay, so you're already preoccupied, okay? So rather, you could win $1 million, Sue. Yes. Okay,
yes.
So let's have a bit of fun with this, okay? House near the beach, all right? So where are we talking? What beach?
Hillary's.
Oh, hello. So we stroll down to the boat harbour of a morning and go and grab a coffee or something like that. That's nice. That's a good way to start the day. Anything else that you want to do with the money?
Holiday.
Where are we going?
Canada,
eh?
Yeah.
Why Canada?
Killer whales in their natural environment.
Oh,
bring it on.
Whale watching.
Yes.
Amazing. Killer whales. I'll tell you, with $1 million, you could bring one home.
Yeah, no.
Come on, you thought about it. Just a little bit. Would you call him Willie? No?
Why not?
$1 million, far out. So you know what? You've got a bit of time up your sleeve. You could be joining the Big Breakfast, Cleazy, Matt and Kimber here at the radio station. You'll have 100 songs to choose from. 99 are worth 10 grand. One of those is our $1 million song, the one worth $1 million. It could be you that gets chosen to do that. So good luck.
Thank you.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Think back. Why'd you get suspended from school, high school? Maybe primary school should do something bad enough to get suspended from primary school. The WA Primary Principals Association President Ian Anderson has responded to new data showing that more than 900 students, what are we in? I think we're into like it's 4 or 5 weeks of the school year. 900 students have been suspended in the first 4 weeks of the school year. So this is up on last year. This has actually come off the back of something pretty positive for teachers out there. It comes off the back of a state government-backed push to crack down on violence, particularly against teachers, which we're all for, I'm absolutely sure, but far out. Violence against teachers, and that's something they have to crack down on. What happened to getting suspended for just doing silly things? Things that, you know, he's just a kid. What are you doing? I remember a mate of mine, Ricky, got suspended because they caught him having a cheeky cigarette on art camp. That was year 11. I never got suspended, right? Put my hand on my heart and say that. I did get benched once. This was at St. Joseph's in Queen's Park. It was year one. And I got benched because I said a naughty nursery rhyme. Yum, yum, bubblegum, and you can think of the rest. Year one, benched. I think it was the worst I ever got. But 133353, I want to know why you got suspended. Oh! I just remembered one. St. Norbert's. It was year 12. Yeah, that's right. Jared got suspended because he was one of the first ones to get his license. And I remember him dropping the clutch just outside the car park and smoking it up a little bit. And one of the teachers saw him and he got suspended. He wasn't even allowed to come to the year 12 ball. Oh, yeah, wow.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
This off the back of the latest figures about suspensions from WA schools. 900 in the first 4 weeks of 2019, term one, which is a bit higher than last year. They're attributing this to the fact that there's a state government-backed plan to really crack down and back in principals and teachers off the back of things like violence in schools, which is fantastic. But I was like, wow. That was something we didn't have to worry about when I was going to school. The things we got suspended for were, well, fairly trivial. 133353, what'd you get suspended for? Kelly and Gosnells.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What happened?
So I was in grade 9 at Gosnells Senior High School.
Uh-huh. Oh, Gozzy. Good old Gozzy Rock. I remember coming against Gozzy a couple of times at the Queen's Park train station, Kel.
Oh, yeah, great days, but hey.
Go on.
But anyway, a couple of friends of mine, we decided we were going to school one day and we told my mum that we needed eggs for childcare to look after them. And another friend came along in a lovely white knitted jumper and we decided that our eggs might look nice on her jumper. So we egged this poor girl. We chocolate yogoed her, you named it, whatever we could. We threw it at her.
Oh, Kelly, not the chocolate yogo.
Yeah, the chocolate yogo.
What a waste of good yogo.
I know.
How long did you get?
We got 5 days.
5 days for an egging?
Yes.
I wonder if was that written down on the report, 5 days for egging.
Oh, I can't remember, but yes, no. It was amusing. And it's funny because I actually see the woman I egged at school, and we actually play sport now together and laugh about it all the time.
You do that when you move on down the track. But good stuff, Kelly. Thank you. Damon and Alkimos, how many days did you get, mate?
Hey, Pete, I got three. And
3 days. What for?
Victim of a bit of a boys being boys, schoolyard prank. Bit of blocked guttering on one of the school verandas.
Yeah.
They were pulling it down, trying to get water on people, getting the tip out of the gutter, and grabbed me. Two of them jumped up, two tall blokes, and grabbed hold of this guttering, and I reckon about maybe 50 metres of guttering came off the side of the building. Massive crash, bang. I think it part of it fell onto the principal's car.
Oh, no. Oh, so, Damon. And you,
no doubt,
so this
three
was...
of us were in the office, and any pleads for not guilty were rejected, and three of us got 3 days off.
So. You weren't actually one of the blokes pulling the guttering off. You were one of the passers-by who they were trying to get water on.
That's it, mate. Just a victim.
Oh, Damon, that sucks. Thanks for your call, mate. Appreciate it. Last one here. Gail in Girraween. Hello.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, this one I heard a little bit from callers this afternoon. It wasn't so much a suspension, but the old cane punishment.
Yes, definitely. Back in the 50s and the early 60s, the cane was in full force.
So what happened to you?
Well, I didn't actually get suspended, but what happened to me, I was in grade one, 5 years old.
Yeah.
A friend of mine asked me if I'd go and get her lollies because she couldn't be bothered going to the shop. So she gave me threepence. I went over, bought the lollies, came back, couldn't find her. I ate them. She went and told the teacher that I ate her lollies.
Yeah.
And so the teacher wrote the word thief on her desk table, and I had to sit under the table with the word thief. And it's gone, carried on. I could not steal anything. That word stuck in my mind for years and years.
Gail, there's something so comical about a five-year-old girl who's just had a couple of lollies sitting under a desk with the word thief on it. Thief!
No, yeah, not that. They were rough. Really rough.
You turned out all right, though, didn't you?
Yes, I'm a darling.
Good on you.
I don't see nothing.
Thanks, Gail.
See you, Pete.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
That's right. If you can belt out some Elton this week, you could pick yourself up a couple of tickets to his show. But it's not that easy. You're going to have competition. And I have my adjudicator in the studio right now, ready to turn her chair. Hello, Em. Oh, hang on a sec. Have I got the right microphone for you? I don't. Can you jump on that one over there? Oh, no. Now you got to take your headphones off. You got to go around. Oh, live radio. Oh, my goodness. There
we're
we go.
On.
Okay.
We're on.
Nailed it.
Let's do it. Round two.
That was my fault. All right. We're going to bring in our... Actually, before we do that, right, this is the song that they will be singing the next line of today. Sing it with me, Em.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Shall we bring in our first?
Let's do it.
All right, Marilyn and Mullaloo, are you ready?
Sort of. Shit.
You get a ding just for being awesome. All right, here it comes.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I love it.
I can hear you clicking your fingers. Like, that's where we're on. And a little bit.
I'm clicking for my mum.
All right, Marilyn. Well, good luck. Fingers crossed. Is it better than Julie in Northlake? We'll find out. Are you ready, Julie?
I'm ready.
All right. And I understand you have backing vocals as well.
I do.
All right. The kids are there. Okay, here we go.
And I guess that's why I call it the blues.
Mm, backing vocals, not too bad at all. Is it strong?
Yeah.
Definitely strong. All right, last one here. Brittany in Byford, hello.
Hello.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Sort of.
You and Marilyn.
Same answer.
All right, here we go.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Oh, Brittany. Okay. Em, our adjudicator, it's over to you. Like, look, Brittany was there.
Yeah.
But not all the way there, I reckon. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm happy. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is, right? I think it's down to Marilyn and it's down to Julie. Julie had backing vocals.
She did.
Is it a little bit unfortunate or is it a good thing she had the full family? Marilyn really gave it some oomph. I can't. It's over to you. What do you think?
Or, you know what? I'd love to give it to caller number two. Who was caller number two?
That was Julie in Northlake with the backing vocals.
I would love to give it to her, but
yes,
I think that Marilyn, I love the do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, there was that extra there, wasn't there?
She gave it all.
Marilyn.
Yes! Yeah!
She's done it.
My mum will be jumping up and down. She bought me Crocodile Rock, the single.
Yeah.
That was the first single I ever owned. Because I used to walk around the house singing it. And she went and she bought the single and she said, "Now shut up and play it." and I haven't stopped playing music my whole life.
Oh, man.
I love Elton John. I love him.
Oh, well, you're going to see him. You can take your
mum. Thank you. Thank you. The Goanna is going.
Go, you good thing. Good on you, Marilyn.
That's her nickname, the Goanna.
The Goanna. She's going to love it. You have a great time.
She goes everywhere. Thank you.
See ya.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.